Back again with more Coffee at Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, joined by Aaron Fay, joining us all the way from Kamloops and Rocky Mountain House, and I'll just point with my lips way over there. And we're talking about some grammar structures and the different types of verbs and things like that that people get into learning after they're, I guess, past that, getting into that semi-beginner into intermediate phase. So now let's talk a little bit about just some simple phrases and ways we can string together some of these words in conversations that we might use in our day-to-day while we're learning for early learners.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's one of those techniques I think is really great for learning is as you're, you know, rather than just go out and memorize the whole works of whatever, a great approach if you're trying to learn is start to replace some of the words and phrases in your day-to-day with nehiu and with nehiu phrases, right? So you might say, bring me that, you know, beta anma.
Yeah.
You could say, right?
Beta.
Bring me that. Beta.
For bringing.
Bringing, like,
and then anma.
Anma is that.
For that thing that's.
Right, you could say that. Beta anma.
Yeah.
Or maybe you might want to say simple stuff. Close the door, right? Kipaha squatim.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kipaha.
Kipaha squatim. For closing something, and then esquatim for a door.
Yeah.
Okay. And you even hear that in ceremony.
Right. You hear that at the sweat, right?
Yeah.
I really appreciate when we were at the conversational group one time and Dorothy Thunder showed up because, you know, or even Wayne Jackson, both were fantastic about doing these sorts of exercises, just sitting around the table, right? So, you know, Wayne had grabbed something here and he would hand it to somebody and he'd say, Bill.
Yeah.
Right? It does a number while. And then, or same thing, like, you know, Dorothy might pick something up and she'll start talking and say, Kigwayoma.
What is this?
What is this called? Right? So you can do stuff like that, even if you're thinking about like your kids or with each other. Those phrases you can use every day within your day to day just to be in the habit of using the language. Kigwayoma, even if you're just talking to yourself, Kigwayoma, oh, sweep tsuganoma. This is a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kigwayoma, imihkwanoa, this is a spoon. Kigwayoma, mini kwatsagan, oma, right? This is a cup, right?
Yeah.
And then if you want to get more advanced, maybe it's, you know, you could just ask yourself or ask somebody, Kigwakinotemitsun.
What are you eating?
What do you want to
eat? Or what do you want to eat?
Kigwakinotemitsun, right?
Because you're saying kigwai as in what? That's kind of the question. Genote, do you want?
Yeah, I kind of snuck one in on there. Like, kimitsun, we talked about that last week, right? So, kimitsun, you are eating, but if you say, genote mitsun, now it's you want
you,
to eat, right?
Yeah.
But if you put kigwai on the front, then you're saying what?
It's right? A good question.
Kigwai genote mitsun, what do you want to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you can use phrases and just whatever it is in your day to day, try and pick off little phrases and words. Kigwai kiwapatin.
What do you see?
What do you see?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And I think for a lot of us, we have children at home.
Absolutely.
You know, and wasa suck with young children at home. And I'm always trying to teach Nikosis, my son, the language. And for the longest time, I would say the word in English and the Nehewewin.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you do that too many times, you're cheating them a little bit.
Maybe. I think it's more about us switching our process, right? So if you can get to the point where you change the order that happens and then eventually just drop the English,
mm-hmm.
maybe, because what will happen is the little one will say, you'll say something and they'll understand you or they won't. I've said things to our little one that I've never said to her before and she knew exactly what I meant and went off and did the thing that I asked. And I don't know how that works, but it's happened. But so if you do that, what will happen is if they don't understand you, then they'll say, what? And then you can say, kigwai, right? Instead of what? Every time they say what, you say, kigwai.
What?
And,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Then eventually they'll switch that language a little bit, right?
Especially for the common words, kigwai, right? Like we, you know, we're always saying that in our house, right? Like, what's otsimin, right? You know, when I'm telling my little guy, come kiss me, right? Otsimin, right? Yeah. You're commanding them. And just, I feel like it's a habit.
Yeah.
That we have to get into, right? Of replacing words in our home. And even if we don't have kids, because some people don't have kids, right? But I heard Fawn and Dallas talk about posting notes, this little post-it notes on your cupboards on everything to replace words, whether it's towel or whether it's cup, right?
Yeah.
I think that we would, I like the word that you used earlier, because you said Minigwatsagan.
Yeah.
So that's the Nahiwan win for a cup.
For cup, yeah.
But the action of drinking is Minigwe.
Minigwe, yeah.
So you're kind of basically using the tool of drinking, I guess,
it's
right?
Like a drinking object.
Or a drinking object,
maybe,
right?
Maybe think of it that way. Minigwe. But it really, we think about it, as we're learning, we think about it as like, oh, we look at those morphemes, we're like, Minigwe is sort of the morpheme that means like drink, and then Minigwatsagan, gun is like the igun, or ikun can be like the object or something. So we think like drinking object, but at the end of the day, it means cup, right?
Yeah. And then for people just learning out the language, I feel like, you know, there's obviously what we call survival phrases, and shout out to
Wayne Jackson
and Neil Redcrow, yeah. I think. But Wayne, yeah. Wayne really spearheaded this thing where just survival phrases that we can use out in the community. So I think we'll start with I don't understand, or I do understand.
Well, so first of all, shout out to Wayne. And if you look, if you Google like Podomatic Wayne Jackson survival phrases, there's a podcast out there that has these. And so they're really great for like, I don't understand. Moin nisitotein.
Technically, it's you're shortening the namoya for no.
Yeah.
Or the negative clause.
Namoya.
Namoya. And then
Ninisitotin
for I understand something.
But the way I hear that fluently would be
moinstotin, yeah. Right? Yeah. So yeah. You hear, you get kind of this this joining of words and shortening of syllables in the Hewarin, right? So if you do understand.
Yeah, ninstotin.
Or ninstotin, eha ninstotin. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Right? What's another common survival phrase?
Well, again, that one we mentioned earlier, kigwayoma.
Kigwayoma, what is this? Yeah,
what is this, kigwayoma? Or if you're certain...
Or kigwayanma, what is that?
Kigwayanma. You can say, like, another good one would be, for learners, is like, what is this called? And so you can say, danse siga tekuma.
Tanse siga tekuma.
So that's, there's a lot in there. So tanse, so we understand tanse to mean like how, but in some contexts it also means what.
What, right? Yeah. Okay.
So, and then isiga teo is like what something's
called. Something is named, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then in that one, we're sort of in the, well, that would technically be what we call the conjunct, I guess. But it, tanse isiga tekuma, you can say, what is this called, right?
And again, animacy comes into play.
Yeah, and so, right? But if you want to say what is this called, and you think it's animate, then you're going to say tanse sigrasut.
Awa.
How is this one called, or what is this one called?
Awa.
Awa. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the difference between the inanimate and the animate.
Yeah.
Once again, hanging out with Aaron Fay here on Coffee and Cree, and we'll be back with the next segment after this.